Hi, this is Paul Evans. It's the day after Labor Day. I ate too much yesterday. It's pretty easy to lose all discipline on a holiday, and today I'm going to tighten up a bit, burn off those extra calories. Well, we're on to part two in our membership site series, the next step of setting up your passive continuity program. Make sure that you've written down the niche you're focusing on. Write down how often you will publish, whether it's weekly or monthly. It really doesn't matter. There's not like a formula that says, this is it. Do it exactly like this and you won't fail. Do what you're comfortable with, what you want to do, or what your market desires. All right, so part two, let's talk about money. Pricing your program. Each niche is going to have its own price point. A consumer market will have a lower point, a commercial market a higher point. If you primarily work with offline small businesses, then $100 a month will not be too expensive. If you're working with an affluent market, $1,000 a month may not be a lot. If you're working with a middle class group, then $10 to $50 is about the range. Here's the measurement I use. I coined this phrase a few years ago. Since then, I've noticed a lot more people using it. It's called forgettable pricing. What's the throwaway amount of your market? The average American will throw away a $4 cup of coffee. They will throw away $7 for lunch. It's money spent, then forgotten. When you price your subscription, think in terms of how your market spends money and how they think about money. If you were to ask a mid-income person what they would do with $100, they'd have a pretty big list. If you ask someone who's rich what they would do with $100, they'd have to think about it. $100 is memorable for the middle class. It's forgettable for the wealthy. Most of my online markets are middle class, so I tend to price memberships at $10 a month or $97 a year. Here's a partial shot of today's receipts from the same site I showed you yesterday. Now, you'll notice there's a string of $9.95 receipts, and you'll also see that there's one for $97. That person pays once a year, and yes, it's recurring. This is my favorite model. It's a model I love. $10 a month or $100 a year, and you save $20. It's a simple offer with forgettable pricing because most people don't know really what they'd do with $10. They can't think of a lot to do with it. So when it comes time to cancel a lot of things that they're part of, if they see something that's $100 a month, they're thinking, wow, what all I could do with that $100. But with $10 a month, they can't think too much about what all they're going to do with that because there's not a lot they can do. Now, of course, at Nicheology, our price there is $29.95 a month. Why not 10? Because it's actually 7 memberships in one. I could literally open 7 different membership sites making $10 a month the subscription rate. First of all, we do 3 to 5 PLR packages a month. That's worth at least $47 a month. I could easily set up a site for $10 a month. Secondly, video PLR, again, it's worth at least $47 a month. Could be another $10 site. Product profiles, another $10. Online business tutorials, another $10. Website traffic, another $10. The Profit Academy, another $10 a month, which it should actually be about $50. And Q&A Live, where members get to ask their own questions live every month. That could be another $10, and it should be $100. Wait a minute, Paul, I know what you're thinking. I want the perfect price for my membership. Well, forget perfect because it actually does not exist. And go with forgettable pricing. So what's your price going to be? Write down the amount and why you're charging that amount. Write down what your market believes is forgettable, all right? So that's it for part two. In part three, we'll look at plugins and scripts to run your site. Now, for those of you listening who attended the DIY recurring revenue training last Friday, I want you to review hour three where I covered the simple six, core four, all right? Core number one was R, and there's a blank, and N, there's a blank. This is the key to a successful site. Make sure you are anchored in that principle. It virtually guarantees you've chosen a profitable subscription market. Now, I also want you to review core number two, AP. You'll fill in the blank on that. You guys who have been there already know what those are. This will absolutely protect you from burnout and overwhelm, and it will connect your forgettable pricing to an exact value within your market. That way, they know, the market knows, they're getting their money's worth each and every month. Now, if you weren't able to make the training, price goes up tonight at 9 p.m. Go to diymarketingsuccess.com/recurringrevenue.html. diymarketingsuccess.com/recurringrevenue.html. Again, in part three, we'll look at plugins, we'll look at scripts to run your membership site. Until then, this has been Paul Evans. As always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.